skyscrapers. No one ever had to ask what they stood for. They stood for New York. They stood for America. Build us the biggest towers in the world, the architect of the World Trade Center was told in the 60s. And he did. And they stood for America. That's why they were destroyed. Ground Zero. On September the 10th, this was 16 acres of real estate. A day later, it was sacred ground.
Ken Higgins survived a massive stroke 13 years ago. It left him partly paralyzed and affected his speech. Because he needs 24-hour care, a nursing home seemed the only option until his daughter, Susan, gave up work to become his full-time carer. But 2 years ago, the family had another setback. Susan suffered a double brain hemorrhage. Brain surgery has left her with crippling migraines and a constant fear that another hemorrhage will kill her. But now, Ken and Susan are hoping for an answer to their health problems.
This is my body.
For thousands of years, people have prayed for miracles. Sometimes people are suddenly and inexplicably cured of serious illness. As a result of surviving her brain hemorrhages, Susan has found faith. She and Ken have joined the Catholic Church. Father David Elder is about to lead a pilgrimage to Lourdes in the south of France, where miracles are said to have happened. Why did Britain go to war with Iraq? The decision to take military action alongside America now stands as the defining moment of Tony Blair's leadership. He aroused massive public opposition, suffered the resignation of ministers, and risked the survival of his own government to keep faith with George Bush. This film provides the most detailed examination of the political process that took Britain to war. It's based on off-the-record briefings from those at the very heart of the action and the extensive public record. We reveal the arguments, the deals, the doubts, and the threats which punctuated what went on behind the scenes in the months leading up to the invasion.